Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
This is Cat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out catjohnson.net.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon 8 maniacs. That's right. It's Friday, and we are set for a rodeo bull riding weekend. No doubt about it. I know that we've got some fans that have been having some issues getting in here with the audio. Hopefully everything is up and running. Thank God we've got some of our fans in the chat room right now kind of giving us some feedback. We got a small crowd here on a Friday. I'm kind of surprised, you know. It's I don't know what the deal is. Hopefully we're not losing fans by what Blog Talk has thrown out with this new platform. We have been on the phone with them trying to work out the technical issues, and hopefully they're on top of things and we're getting the audio. Is everybody getting the audio out there? Yeah, it looks like Sandy Graber, 2G Bucking Bulls, is back here now with some sound. And, you know, so hopefully we'll get this thing rocking and rolling here and we'll get things put together on a Friday afternoon. I'm telling you, we're just hours away. This time tomorrow, we'll be Tampa bound. Heading up there to the state, to the big city, going to go hang out with some of the PBR guys and have ourselves a good time. Looks like Sandy says that she now has no sound. You know, I'm getting kind of frustrated with this whole Blog Talk thing. You know, I feel like Brendan Clark did with his Ustream broadcast. You know, this is getting kind of frustrating. You know, been sitting back doing these shows consistently since 2008, and now we're getting to these issues. Well, you know what? Let's hang on. We're going to get through this thing, so y'all just stay tuned here. I know the ones that are listening to the archives are not real thrilled with the beginning of our shows here, but when we're having issues getting our fans on board, hanging out in our chat room, you know, it is getting frustrating. Looks like some of you guys are trying to get a hold of the second link, and we're going to try to figure that out and figure out what it is that's causing this thing because – I'm certainly getting frustrated. Sounds like the last link that was posted there on Twitter is the one that seems to be working. So let's see if we can't get this thing set up, and I'll try to get it posted right back here in the chat room here real quick. Not quite sure why they're getting it like this, but yeah, it's pretty frustrating. I'm not happy with it. Blog Talk is aware of it, and all we can do is have hopes that they're going to get this thing worked out for you, the fans. See if we can get some of our Making 8 Maniacs on board here with us. It's just, like I said, it's another frustrating deal. Thank you, Marty, for posting that out there in the chat room. And, you know, it seems like the archives are playing well. Been going back, you know, on the phone with Blog Talk trying to get this thing situated where you guys can come over and hang out like you normally do on our live deals, you know. See if we can't get this thing fixed up here. And I appreciate your patience here, especially for the fans that are tuned in online. And we're going to make this thing right. I can assure you that. You know, like I said, we've been a loyal customer to Blog Talk since 2008, but we might have to start looking elsewhere. And, you know, there's many other possibilities. Going to let you guys know here during the show what is going on with this weekend, what we're going to be doing, and how we're going to bring it to you, the fans. been really trying to do a lot of thinking about it, trying to figure out what is going to be the best way for us to get a hold of you guys and get you guys some of the footage that we're going to be out at with the PBR. Obviously, we've got to go through some channels being in the press media area. So we're going to work with that. We're going to work with the PBR, going to make sure we get everything set up. Wednesday night, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, we are going to have a live video stream on MakingAid.com. You can go to the live event center. It'll be set up for you Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to show you. We're going to have an in-studio show similar to what Brendan Clark does. And what we're going to do is we're going to get you guys set up with we're going to show you highlights from this weekend, from this weekend's event. So it'll give you guys an opportunity to sit back with us, kind of learn a little bit about how we've been out doing things over the weekend. And we're going to give you guys some footage, meeting up with some of the Making Eight Maniacs, talking with some of the PBR Bull Riders, and being there at the arena here in Tampa. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Thank you, Marty, for posting that out there on Twitter and on Facebook. Like I said, not real sure what it is that's causing this this issue, but hey, we're here. You know, at least we've got it. Seems like the last link that's posted as we go live is the one that seems to be working. All the pre-links that get posted, the one 15 minutes till and things like that, just don't seem to work, and it's pretty frustrating. So want to let y'all know what's going on this weekend. Got up this morning. Obviously, yesterday morning, J.B. Mooney was on the Daily Buzz, which broadcasted nationwide, which was really cool for everybody to be able to sit back and see what he's doing. Of course, the Daily Buzz is broadcasted out of Orlando or the Orlando area. So he was there this morning. He's down here in Florida. Got up this morning, was watching our local news here on Fox News, and saw JB once again. He's sitting up in Brooksville, was out there with some of the guys with the Fox team. We posted it in our Making Eight News Center, the Rodeo News Center, so you can go over there and watch the highlight clips from his interview if you did not get to see it this morning. We also know that Team PBR is down there. Also know that Voodoo Child and Chicken on a Chain are also down there. They were actually pulling in as they were doing this interview with JB, so they were able to show some footage of these guys being offloaded up there in Brooksville. They'll be down there at the Tampa event this weekend, and I have actually got both of those bulls in my fantasy pick, so I'll show you. We actually have to get into talking about that here in just a little bit. So sounds like Sandy Graber says that she's here, but she's multitasking, so that's great. And we're glad for that. Thank you for joining us here today. Also, we've got Denise. Now, I haven't had an opportunity to sit down with Denise much and talk about how she's doing this week. Love to get a report from her, so if she's going to be around, maybe we'll catch up with her and see how she's doing. Actually, just lost her there in the chat room, but hopefully we'll be we'll have the opportunity to find out how she's doing with her project there with Making Eight. Yeah, it looks like Marty's actually making a comment saying that he's actually been on Chicken on the Chain, which is really cool. And I mean, that's just a rank bull. He's obviously going to be in the short go, so he's definitely one that I have picked in my fantasy picks this week. We've got to get into talking about it. I need y'all's help there, so you guys are going to have to give me some good feedback. We'll do that here in just a little bit during our show. But yeah, they've got some ranked bulls that are coming in here. Jeff Robinson brought in, I believe, 23 or 24 bulls for the weekend. We're going to see some really good bulls down here in Tampa this weekend, so you guys can look forward to that. But yeah, we got, like I said, this morning woke up, turned on the news, and you know, it's really cool to be able to sit back and turn on our local news. Now, I got to tell you, we don't hear a whole lot about rodeos and bull riding down here in the Tampa area, but when the PBR is coming in town, they sort of change their focus, and we get news reports and we get things like that from what's going on. I, for one, really enjoy it, love seeing the commercials, love seeing them promote bull riding and rodeos. We need more of that, and hopefully Florida will kind of get on track and start getting some things down here so they can, so we can get more of these bull rides, more of these rodeos, and more of the PBR down this way. You know, there was a time where they were actually holding two PBR events a year, one in Tampa and Jacksonville, one in Orlando or Jacksonville. You know, they would kind of alternate, and they would bring in some huge crowds. So I know that the Touring Pro event this year in Jacksonville was huge. Luke Kaufman was the announcer for it, and I know that he absolutely loved it, so that it was one of the best times of his life. So, like I said, you know, I know the PBR, the fans are here in Florida. Hopefully we're going to have a really good turnout there Saturday and Sunday. Macon 8 will be out there. Mrs. Macon 8 will be out there. We'll be out there with some of the maniacs. Going to go out there and have a great time, watch a great bull ride. So make sure to stay tuned. Now, I will tell you that we will be posting our Twitter updates with some pictures and some updates on what's going on there at the arena. So you guys will be able to hear from us. Obviously, Bullstock Media will be out there. You can find them on the live event center there on PBRnow.com. So get over there and follow along this weekend. Hopefully, you'll have a great opportunity to catch up with those guys. Find out what's going on from Macon 8 side of things there at the arena, as well as some of our fans. So definitely want to do that. Also, want to let you guys know that if you go to the Macon 8 Maniac fan page there on Macon8.com, you'll find the link right there. It's broadcasted right there. It shows the actual fan page with rodeo crowds. We're going to be posting a lot of our pictures right there to rodeo crowds. So that'll give you guys an opportunity to really catch up and see what's going on. You can go to the Macon 8 Maniac fan page. Probably going to be trying to post some comments and things like that there too, if we have time. I know we're going to be pretty busy trying to catch up with those guys and just be around and see what's going on. So, like I said, we're going to give you guys as much of an experience as we can without actually having to be there. Bullstock Media, the Live Event Center, does a fantastic job. I know some of those guys are actually struggling to get down here in Florida. I saw that Flint was stranded in Denver. I also know that that some of the guys with the Macon 8 with the PBR crew are also held up there. Oh, it looks like getting some word from Miss Christie, and thank you for posting that out there. Ross Coleman's going to be in Napa this weekend on Friday night and Johnston, PA on Saturday. So if you guys are up in that area, make sure to get over there. You have an opportunity to go out and see Ross Coleman. You know, I'd love to see him back on tour. I really would. And this guy is certainly getting out and hitting the events. Yeah, and it looks like Miss Sandy Graber is going to be out, you know, at the Cooper Whitehead First Annual Memorial Bull Ride tomorrow. So that'll give you guys an opportunity to see lots of pictures that she's going to be posting up as well. And Sandy, I don't know if you've got an account set up there with rodeo crowds, but if you go over to the Macon 8 Maniacs page, you'll see the Macon 8 Maniac group, and you can go over there and post pictures right there. It should be posted up on the group page for everybody to see. You can comment on them, have the fans comment on them. We really want to get a lot of what you guys are out there doing, hitting this rodeos, and we want to get a lot of these footage too. If you have some good pictures, please get over there and post them up. We definitely want to see them. Looks like Gabby was also having some issues getting in here, and, man, I'm telling you what, I'm getting really frustrated. And that's awesome, Sandy. Thanks for posting that up, that you're going to set up an account there today. Really easy to do. You can actually sign in right there with your Facebook page. It will connect you right there, get you over to the group page. You can go ahead and add yourself as a member. And we know all your pictures are fantastic. So, but we want to see pictures of you and Rodney and what you guys are doing out there at these events. So if you've got some great pictures of you guys, we want the Macon 8 Maniacs on board down there posting pictures of you guys out at these rodeos and out at these bull rides. So, and hopefully it turns out really well. This is a memorial bull ride for Cooper Whitehead, and I really hope that you guys have a great turnout down there. Obviously, a bull ride is a bull ride. We love watching it, love having the fans coming out there and enjoying it. Should be better weather down there. Hopefully the fires have subsided and things are good. So, just giving you guys a heads up as to how our weekend's going to be planned. Like I said, tomorrow we'll be on our way up to Tampa, going to go hang out with some of the guys, going to go meet up with some of the Macon 8 Maniacs before we go into the arena. Once we get down there to the arena, we're going to have to kind of lock things down. We'll give you guys some tweet updates as to how we're doing and what's going on with us. But I will tell you that we're going to be getting some footage. We're going to be getting some audio. We're going to be getting some different things that we're going to be able to share with you guys. So it's going to be Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys put it on your calendars. We're going to send you a bunch of tweets, a bunch of Twitter updates, a bunch of Facebook updates, letting you fans know exactly when this is going to be. But it's going to be 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to do a live in-studio broadcast and show you guys the clips from this weekend. We're going to have time to be able to edit them down. I'm going to have to go to work as soon as we get back from the Tampa Invitational there Sunday night, start working on things. But we got to get some things cleared up and make sure that the PBR is approving of what we're going to broadcast out there. But we want you guys to get a taste of what it was like for Making Eight to be there. So hopefully things will go out real well, and we'll have a lot of fun, and you guys will be able to sit back with us. We're going to have the live chat up so you guys can ask questions or state comments about different things that are happening. You may see some funny things out there. I can assure you, you won't see Making Eight out there in our spandex. But it should be a great time. We're going to have a lot of fun. I did see the magazine cover, Christy, and thanks for posting that up. Obviously, Team PBR was posting some clips there on certain things. I almost didn't recognize it as an arm, but they were posting a picture of a magazine cover that Guilherme Marchi is going to be featured in, about talking about how strong you have to ride bulls. And Guilherme Marchi's arm is just huge. It's ripped. Those Brazilians have some ripped arms. You take a look at Adriano when he was riding. I mean, this guy had a gun on him. And what's even funnier than that is I've actually got a picture of myself that was made the front page of a local paper up in Tennessee. A buddy of mine sent it to me, who lives up there. And I was riding with the Brazilian rope, and that was the big thing that stood out, because, I mean, I'm not much of a guy. I mean, I'm much of a big guy, but I can assure you that the picture makes it look like my arm is a rock. And I don't know if you guys have seen it. I think I've actually got a copy of it there on my Facebook page. Maybe you guys will have to go over and check it out, but it is there. Oh, it looks like Miss Denise is back, said that she had to walk in the pouring rain up there in the Buckeye State to go get a new coffee pot. Well, glad you made it back, and hopefully you're not soaking wet out there. It's pretty funny to sit back and look at that picture. But, you know, it's something about those Brazilian ropes really pulling on it, and the amount of force that you have to use those Brazilian ropes, man, makes your guns. That's all I say, man. I love that picture because, man, it makes me look like I got some rockets, you know. I was always impressed with that picture. There's no doubt that Marchi and those Brazilians, they have some strong, strong guns on them. Got to tell you that pretty excited about, like I said, this weekend. I cannot wait. As soon as this show's over, I got to start breaking out, getting things packed up and getting things ready. We're going to be hanging out with some Making Eight Maniacs. Like I said, Saturday night afterwards, we're going to have the video cameras rolling. We're going to be sitting back taking some videos. So, you know, it we will have that opportunity to bring you that footage on Wednesday night. Like I said, it'll be 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I'm going to get back over here and check my photos. But while we're doing that, why don't you fans here take a break? Let's get ready to watch some PBR this weekend, and let's get ready for some bull riding. Hey, what do you know? It is Friday, and the weekend is just around the corner. So let's see if I can find my song. What in the world is going on here? Wow, there it is. You got it. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, fans, we're going to talk some more bull riding, some more rodeo with you, the Making Eight Maniacs. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning it. Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Friday I'll be revving up my motor again. Finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the work and blues and let the good times roll. It's finally Friday, I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, forget the work and blues and let the good times roll.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right. It is Friday, and we're ready to kick it off, a bull riding PBR weekend, as Makin 8's going to be heading up to Tampa here for the PBR Tampa Invitational, and that's actually going to be brought to you by Ford F-150. Now, I do know that Saturday nights is going to be broadcasted live on Versus. Hey, you guys keep an eye out. If you see myself or Mrs. Makin 8, make sure to tag us and post us out there and let us know that you guys see us. We will be around, and we'll be thinking about you. Makin 8 Maniacs going to be trying to send you guys some updates to let y'all know what's going on. We're going to go back and forth with Bullstock Media. We're going to try to get linked up with them so we can send you guys as many posts as we can on what's happening out that way. I will tell you that we're going to have ourselves a great time hanging out with some of the PBR guys, hanging out with some of the staff down there that you guys get to see working so hard. You know, those are guys that we really want to highlight, guys like Keith Ryan Cartwright and, you know, just the whole staff there that comes in. We really want to give you guys a taste of what it takes to put on an event down there so you guys have a better understanding. So we're going to be down there working with a lot of those as well. Look forward to seeing all of you guys out there. And, yes, I do have to say hi to Miss Shannon, who is actually here in the chat room with us on a Friday, finally. Better late than never. And you at least made the first half of the show, so I'm glad about that. But anyways, and I do know that Miss Donna is also tuned in on the phone lines. Now, I will tell you that I was a little hurt. She hurt my feelings this morning talking about how cranky I could be. And actually, she was responding to somebody else's comment in the chat room. I'm not going to mention any names there, Shannon. But anyways, yes, we are glad that you guys are actually able to be here. And, hey, I don't get all that cranky when you're not able to show up. I just like giving you a hard time about it. I'm seeing some comments coming in here. I'm not quite sure what's going on there with Marty posting in there about the Photoshop not working. We'll have to look into that. But anyways, wow. See, look, I mean, we're going to start a battle here. Shannon's posting in the chat room that I can get cranky. I don't know about all that now. Am I really that bad? Do I really get cranky about that? I don't call it getting cranky. I call it getting passionate. There you go. and I hear you there, Miss Shannon, calling me booger out there. Love it. Gotta love the Makin 8 Maniacs, that's for sure. But, yeah, you know, I went over to Facebook actually during the break, and I could not find that picture, so I'll have to work on it. You know, like I said, we'll have to make sure we get it up. But it does. If you look at any of my other bull riding pictures, you know, you see me strapped in or you know, locked on a bull. And yeah, I mean, it looks like any other picture. But, boy, that picture really stands out, makes it look like I've got a huge gun. Yeah, like I said, and I assure you that it was not Photoshopped. But it looks like I got a rock. I'm telling you, man, I'm impressed. Every time I walk by it, you know, I kind of think, wow. You know, I mean, if my arms are really that big. Now, granted, you know, they actually were. And we, you know, I was talking to my buddy who was a Brazilian rider at the time and actually got me involved or got me started to ride with the Brazilian rope at the time. And he said, you know, you would be surprised how much muscle, you know, your arm flexes when you're pulling on it that much. You know, when you're sitting there flexing your muscle, you know, it's one thing. But when you're really out there, that's why bodybuilders, you know, they look in the mirror so they can really see that rip, you know. And I think it's an ego thing, but I don't know. I enjoy looking at that picture of me. I won't deny it, you know. Like I said, now my facial expressions on it were like, yeah, something completely different. But, you know, yeah, the one of me in the with the arm, I love it. We'll get it posted up there on Facebook for you guys. We'll get it in the Making Eight group page. We'll give you something to comment and laugh about, okay? So, yes, we absolutely will get it up for you. Anyways, moving right along here. And you know what? Let me go see. I'll have to see if I can get I'll have to see if I can get over to the group page, and I'll see if I can't go through my pictures. Now, I've got a bunch of them, but I know that I pulled that one of the newspaper article out, and we'll have to see if I can find it here in my files. So I'm trying to multitask here. You guys will have to bear with me. Yes, that's right, Shannon. I've got some guns, and we're going to show them to you here shortly. I know that most of you guys will probably end up thinking that this was a cropped image, but I assure you that it's not. Mrs. Making Eight will stand behind that. And, you know, that's one thing that Mrs. Making Eight will always come behind me if I'm not being entirely on the same line, and she'll correct me. There's no doubt. So, but, yes, it made the front page of a Tennessee local paper. It's pretty entertaining. See if I can find where. Oh, let's see. I got to get over here. We're actually over here on the rodeo crowds right now. And see if we can't get this thing lined up for you. But moving right along, talking about it. And, yeah, you know I don't multitask well. Thank you for that, Ms. Shannon. You know, I just love the way you guys point out all my errors, you know. Just for that, I think I should do something like wear spandex out there to the bull ride this weekend and then put I'm a Making Eight maniac like the rest of them or something like that. We're going to have a big sign out there. But, yeah, we're working on it. You guys just hang tight. We're going to get it to here for you. If I can find out where I need to go to add pictures in this album. I'm having some issues here, fans. There we go. All right, now let's see if I can get back over here to where my pictures would be. I have no clue where this thing is going to be. Last I checked, I thought it was here in my Rodeo Days pictures, which seems like ages ago. It's been a long time since we've been out really riding these rodeo circuits, but there it is. I got it. All right. So you're going to be able to go find it in just a few minutes. Go to the Making8.com, click on the Making Eight Maniac fan page, and you should see it there. It will be posted here momentarily. It's actually uploading right now. So we're getting it for you. You know, Shannon, that's a great comment there in the chat room. You know, I actually sent her a message yesterday, and I haven't gotten any reply back. It looks like she's maybe in the process of moving. Yeah, you know what? I think everybody is missing Barb. She's so helpful, and she's so involved with what everybody is doing within and helping everybody get to where they want to go within the PBR and finding different rodeos and finding different websites and things like that. Barb is a lifesaver, and I'm going to tell you, we've missed her here on our show tremendously. And absolutely, I've been concerned as well. You know, not hearing from her at all has certainly been a concern of mine. If you guys do hear from her, let her know that the Making Eight fans are thinking about her, and we hope everything is all right. So, yeah, that's please, you guys, make sure if you guys do get messages to her or she gets back to you guys, you know, let her know that we're here and that we're certainly missing her. Yeah, and, you know, I know that she's been doing a lot to to get on her feet out there as she's moving into this new place and things like that. So we do wish Barb well. Barb, you know, obviously one of our biggest Making Eight maniacs, and we sure appreciate everything that you've done with us. You know what? we may have to throw out a contest this weekend. You know, I've been thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I think that we're going to give a Make an 8 shirt out to one of our maniacs. And I'm going to give you guys are going to get first word of this. This is just coming to me, guys, so, hey, bear with me, all right? But this is how we're going to do it. Wednesday's show, we're going to ask you a question about this weekend's event. So you guys are going to have to tune in to Versus on Saturday and NBC on Sunday if you're not going to be there in Tampa. Watch what happens. We're going to give you a question on Wednesday's lunch hour show, and then we're going to give you the opportunity to answer it on Wednesday night's video broadcast. So you guys get ready for that. And we're going to give you a choice. If you go over to the Make an 8 store, you can see all the lovely new shirts and things like that that we have. But we're going to give you a shirt, your choice of short sleeve shirts. Whichever one you want, we're going to get it for you and send it out there to you. So what do you guys think about that? Give you guys an opportunity, but you guys are going to have to tune in to Make an 8, and you guys are going to have to tune in to the PBR on Versus as well as on NBC on Sunday. So, yeah, don't miss out on that. It'd be a great opportunity for you guys to get a free shirt coming at you, one of the first ones. If you go to the it may still be uploading, actually, and I'm not sure what's taking it so long. My computer's kind of bogged down. But if you go to the Making 8 Maniacs fan page, that page is set up for you guys. If you guys go over there, you'll see on Rodeo Crowds, it's right there on the Making 8 Maniacs fan page. It is up. Like I said, I'm still waiting on the picture to upload, but it's coming. Hopefully. I haven't been able to tag it or anything like that yet, so not quite sure what is going on there. But we're going to get it up and running for you, I promise. Yeah, I'm still not seeing the picture there. So we're going to have to go back. I think we'll have to do it again. Hang tight, fans. It's coming. Before the end of the show, we should have it up and running for you. But, yes, we are going to give out a free Making 8 T-shirt to any one of our fans out there. So make sure to stay tuned to this weekend's event. And then Wednesday in particular, you're going to have to go back and, you know, if you missed the live broadcast during the lunch hour show, we're going to let you know what the question is. And then we're going to give you the opportunity to answer it on our show Wednesday night, our live video broadcast, which you will be able to find at the live event center on making8.com. We'll have the chat room up. Everything will be up and running there. We're going to give you a live video feed from here in the Making 8 studio, as well as some highlight clips from this weekend's event and where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing. So it should be a great time. Yeah, I see that Shannon says that she is certainly down for anything free. So, and I'm not quite sure. Is it the making8.com page that won't open? And it may just be your computer. I'm not quite sure what's going on with it. But I have had absolutely no issues and no issues on the feedback that we've gotten from it so far. So if there's an issue, it's the first time I've heard of it. But we'll continue to keep working at it. Looks like Miss Shannon says that she, if the government is shut down and she can't work, that she'll be taking her laptop with her to the campground. Well, hey, that'll be great. We'll make sure to be able to have you tuned in online. That may be the only good thing that comes out of the government shutdown is the fact that we may have Shannon Taylor joining us. And I'm not sure if we'll get Donna Davis in there as well. I do believe she said that she was still going to have to work. So, yeah, maybe because we're trying to upload this picture. Like I said, I'm not quite sure what's going on. It may be on overload here, trying to get this picture up for you guys. It's coming though. I do assure you of that. It'll be there. It looks like Gus is going to be there. It says that he's going to win that shirt. And hey, more power to you. I hope that, you know, like I said, it's going to be a good time. We're going to be out this weekend. like I said, PBR Invitational Tampa. We're going to be able to get some insight. We're going to be able to see what's going on out there and bring you Making Eight Maniacs. Just the opportunity to be around the bull ride without being around the bull ride. And then Wednesday night, we're going to show you some highlight clips. We're going to sit back and talk with you guys. Wednesday's Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, we will ask the question. And we'll give you till showtime, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday night for our video broadcast that will be on MakingEight.com, the live event center. And like I said, we will be live, but we will have those highlight video clips for you. So you guys will be able to stay tuned and check them out. Wow, this thing is just not wanting to cooperate. Not quite sure what the issue is with it, but, man, this thing is just not wanting to load this picture. But you know what it is? My gun is too big. That's exactly what it is. My arm is just so big, it cannot take it all in. That's exactly what it is. All right. Well, getting right down to it, obviously, like I said, that's our big news. This weekend, we are going to be out there. Mrs. Making Eight will be out there with us. And it's probably a good thing because she'll have to be the one keeping us in line. Wow, all the funnies that are coming in there, all the laughing out louds. I'm just trying to tell you what I'm observing here, that the picture won't upload, and that's the only logical thing I can come up with. You know, hey, if the gun's so big, you know, it just won't, you know, it won't load. I love it. I love it. Wow, what a Friday, man. I'm telling you what, you guys are getting me fired up for the weekend. I can't wait. I really can't. It's going to be fun. See if we can't make something else happen here. We'll try a different route. I mean, the picture's, well, it is kind of that big, too. That's what it is. The picture itself is really, really large. So, you know what? Maybe we might have to, let me go back here and just check and see how big this file really is. That may be the issue. Nope. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know. You know me and multitasking too, so yeah, my arm is so big it doesn't fit in cyberspace. Great comment there, Gabby. Love the chat room talk. Oh wow, that's a rough thing, you know. And that's a great comment there. Shannon's talking about. Obviously, the big concern is, you know, this government shutdown, and you know we're talking. I mean, her friend, even her and her husband both work at the IRS. You know, so you know, a shutdown for them means no pay at all. Yeah, that makes it very, very rough. So. Wow, thank you, Shannon. I'm just now catching up with our comments there in the chat room. I'm getting hammered on a Friday day, you know, afternoon from you fans. You know, first Shannon's calling me cranky, and you know, her and Donna are teaming up on me, and now talking about how big my head is. You know, wow, that I'm feeling, you know, not so fanned appreciated here today. But yeah, that's an absolute great comment. You know, back to the whole government shutdown thing, and you know, we certainly need to do what we can and try to help support our families and our friends. You know, through these times, who knows what's going to happen? Hopefully, all we can do is hope and pray for the best. That's for sure. Yeah, you know what, Shannon? I'm going to actually have to ask you not to come in our chat room no more. You know what? What's even funnier than that, though, is they actually do have a mute button. So I could actually prevent all of that aggression that's coming out, you picking on me. We'll just have to mute you. Wow. But I wouldn't do that because we love our fans, regardless if they're going to pick on us or not. So, yeah, absolutely. And we want you to be able to speak your piece. Even if you think that I'm a booger and I'm conceited and I have a big head, I'm just trying to state the facts. I mean, this picture is still uploading, you know? So, wow. Yeah, my gun's just that big. And, yeah, Shannon, I know that you're very excited. Whether you have a job or not, you know, that you're going to be hanging out in Las Vegas, which would be really cool. No, I did not see the picture. It appears that maybe Aaron has posted a picture of her with Christian Slater. Wow. Awesome. Good deal. I know she's out having herself a good time now as well. Yeah, and that's true. That's a great comment, Gabby, there, that all the fans, you know, or it just means one thing, that the guys that you guys pick on are the ones that you like the most. And now I feel extra specially loved. That's right. So, and thank you for that too, Emily. You know, I knew that we had talked about that Flickr, Shannon, but I think that, you know, with the I will tell you this, with rodeo crowds and what they have to offer, which is something that I absolutely love. I love being a part of rodeo crowds. I got to thank them for tuning in and actually, you know, reproducing our radio shows as well as some of our video broadcasting. You can check it out there on rodeocrowds.com and or .net and go check out Making 8 Productions, and you'll see some of the video as well as some of the radio shows. Got to thank them for teaming up with Making 8 and allowing us to be featured on their pages. You know, this is really a cool thing. And like I said, it was something that came out of the whim. They kind of found us and they said, hey, you know, we're so excited about what you're doing for rodeo that we want to get your radio shows linked up. And I said, shoot, that's great. You know, that's just a great opportunity. So with that being said, got to tell you that we've actually got our Cowboy Logic guy for the day, Mr. Cody Burleson, on the line with us. Cody.
Hebreos en el día de San Iguala.
No habla español.
Cerveza, por favor.
You're not talking my language, man. What's going on, partner?
Oh, not much. Just on lunch break here, getting ready to head back in. Figured I'd have some fun with you.
I hear you. Dude, you can't be doing that, though, man. I don't speak English very well. Hello, China. Dude, I took Spanish twice, or for 2 years. I took Spanish one for 2 years. I did so bad the first year that I had to go back and fail it again a second year. After that, I was done, dude. I was done.
Well, which is it? You don't speak English or you don't speak Spanish very well, because you should have heard yourself the first time.
Exactly. I don't speak English. I don't speak English very good, so you're expecting me to try to communicate and speak Spanish? Dude, it's even worse. Give us some cowboy logic today. In English, please. Por favor. Amigo.
Cerveza. Anyways, he that rideth the fence rippeth his pants.
Very true. I would certainly agree with that.
Yeah. Hear that, or they might get a splinter. So.
Yeah, very true.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Seen that happen a time or two. So what are you doing this weekend there, Cody?
I'm working out at Mom and Dad's ranch. They're going to be out in Colorado, so. I'll be out there tearing it up. I'm getting the four-wheeler, shooting guns, you know, tip a couple back.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, you know what, and that's actually, we're on the subject talking about some of these PBR guys and what they've been doing. I actually got word that Austin Meyer has been out hunting this weekend with Caleb Sanderson, and actually got himself a turkey. I saw that this morning. He got himself a pretty large turkey, too. They do grow them pretty big down there in the Sunshine State.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, excuse me.
No doubt, amigo. Well, hey, listen, man, I appreciate you jumping on board here, giving us your cowboy logic for the day. Thank you for at least putting it out there in English for us.
Oh, no problem, man.
So, anyways, all right, partner. Well, have yourself a great weekend, man. We'll catch up with you next week, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, fixing on it.
All right, amigo, see ya. Adios.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Well, obviously, you guys have just heard the most Spanish that I could speak I see Scotty the Clown has blessed us with his presence today in our chat room. Wow, what a shocker. I'm surprised he actually figured out how to turn his computer on, although he probably had to have his daughter do it for him. Hey, just a joke at you there, Scotty. Welcome to the Friday broadcast there, amigo. Glad to have you on board. You know I had to give you a hard time just a little bit. So anyways, yeah, this picture is just not wanting to load. I assure you that we will get it up and running, though. See if I can get it over here on Facebook. Maybe I can get it over on Facebook. We'll have to try our luck there, see what happens. I think my computer is going into overload here. Trying to check up here on my yeah, I think that checking up on my Twitters. Golly, man, you guys have got me all kinds of twisted up here today. What a Friday. Man, I got so much work I got to do, try to get the website up and running, try to get some things lined up and going for that as well. Going to be pretty interesting to see how the rest of the day follows. So, yep, that's right, Scotty the Clown. The true Mesic certainly reveals himself. And on a Friday afternoon, you can bet on it, man. We're just not all there. But we're getting there, I promise. Let's see if I can't get back over here. I got to get this picture up for you guys because I know you guys have been wanting to see it. I'm close. Hang tight. We're going to get it on Facebook here, I think. And then you guys can do whatever you want with it. Laugh at it. Set it out. Scare the crows away. Whatever the case may be. But anyways, hopefully that one will get uploaded here. I got them uploaded on Rodeo Crowds as well as Facebook. Hopefully we'll get things tightened up here and locked down for the weekend because Friday has just been a crazy day for us here starting off with this morning. But it's been really cool. Obviously, like I said, we've seen JB on the news this morning, got some tweets. I know that Austin Meyer has been out in Ocala doing some turkey hunting. And glad to see him out that way. He was hanging out with Caleb Sanderson, who actually won Kansas last weekend. Now these guys are trying to take some time off and enjoy it while they can. Enjoy this great Florida weather. The only thing is, of course, I see Austin out there wearing camouflage, long sleeves, obviously. And, man, it is just hot for that. I'm getting ready to go clean the truck out and get ready to, for the trip this weekend. And I'm going to go jump in the pool after that. So, anyways, we got about 10 minutes left in our show here, fans. Always looking to take your questions, your comments, and always your cowboy logic if you guys want to jump on board. I know it's been kind of a scatterbrain Friday here, but, it is what it is. Sandy, how are the wildfires going on in Oklahoma? I see your comment posting out there that it's 90 today, and it's, pretty much darn near 90 over here. Now, I'm going to tell you what you guys see is a lot different than what we see, though. When you guys, with you guys being out west a little bit more, you get that drier heat. It's actually more tolerable than this humidity that we have down here in Florida. So, although it's 90 here, that humidity makes it feel like it's 110, 115. You can't open your eyes without starting to sweat. That literally, it gets bad down here. You can't hardly breathe. It's so stuffy. So, that drier heat, I've been out there in California. I've spent a lot of time out west, and I would much rather take that heat. The only problem with that is when you're out there cooking, you actually feel it, and it's rough. But, wow. I'm telling you, it's got to be the picture of the gun. It's so massive that this thing will not upload on Facebook or on Rodeo Crowds. Wow. I don't know if that gives you any indication of just how big this gun is. And, yes, I'm being very, very sarcastic. It's really not all that big, guys. But it is kind of funny to look at because you do see me, but I'm stretched out on this arm, and it's like, wow, that is a pretty big gun compared to what I actually look like. So, and some of you Making 8 Maniacs that may have actually met me in person would agree. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Shannon, posting in the comment section there in the chat room that 120 in July in Vegas was actually more comfortable than the 90 degrees here in Kentucky. Anyways, I got to do some multitasking here, fans. Bear with me. Okay. Had to post a comment there. I'm actually going back and forth with Mrs. Makinate, who's actually out in the store getting us some supplies for this weekend that we're going to need. You know, the usual notepads, batteries, so on and so forth, all the good stuff. But anyways, and I had to get it before she had an opportunity to leave the store, because otherwise she'd be yelling at me, which she's already been doing all morning long. Yeah, you know what? I'd say Scotty the Clown was over there napping when we were there at the IFR. That's a pretty funny story behind that. We've actually got some pictures, and I believe they were posted on Brett Weldon's Facebook page. That was very, very entertaining to sit back. And I know that Sandy was out there with us, but, of course, she had to walk by Scotty the Clown. He was kind of sit over there taking a nap, and we did. We had to give him coloring crowns and a hot dog to keep him occupied for the event. That's a great comment there, Miss Shannon, asking us if we were going to actually be working the Team PBR fan booth at all. You know what? I wanted to, and I volunteered for it, but I haven't gotten any reply back from Team PBR. So be more than happy to go out there and give them a hand. I would love to have that experience to be able to work with the fans and things like that, you know. We'll have to wait and see. Really will. If we get down there and they need some help, hey, make an ace willing to jump in, whatever it takes to help put on a good production and get the fans excited about the bull riding. We want to be there for it. We're going to do whatever we can to help that. So if that means we got to get there and help our Team PBR fan booth, we may just do that. Who knows? You know? So we'll just have to wait and see. Stay tuned. It's going to be a great weekend. And I will tell you this. We're not going to let on until Wednesday night, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, on a lot of the stuff that you guys are going to be able to see. Now, we will be answering your questions, taking your comments, that type of thing. So yeah, that could be, Shannon, that may be. Can you actually send me a link there on Twitter or Facebook on how to get in touch with her? I'll see what I can do. I don't even know if I'm following her yet, but we absolutely want to be a part of that. So, like I said, I believe, to my understanding, they may have actually been down here in the Sunshine State already. I believe they were out there with JB this morning as he was with Fox News hanging out in Brooksville. And now I know he was at a high school speaking to a high school class as well. So lots of cool things going on with the PBR, with some of the riders and athletes this weekend as they get ready to go out and ride some bulls tomorrow and Sunday. I believe that's going to wrap up our show here for the day, fans. We got to start getting things geared up and ready to go out and head up to Tampa this weekend. Please make sure to stay tuned to Twitter. Please make sure to stay tuned for all your updates. We're going to give you guys a taste of what's going to happen when we get back. That's a great comment. We would absolutely try to meet up with them out there. And if they do need help, we're absolutely more than willing to fit in wherever we need. So, and it would be a great experience for Making Eight to be out there helping out the PBR a little bit. We want to give back to these bull rides and to the associations that have been helping build this sport and make it into what it is today. So, anyways, hope that everybody has a great weekend. Please make sure, like I said, for your mobile phones, you can go right there to Rodeo Crowds and upload your pictures straight from your phone. Very easy to do. And, I wish we had that picture there on my phone already, because it wouldn't have taken any time at all. But it is what it is. We're going to still work on getting that picture out there for you guys, so make sure to stay tuned to our Facebook. Make sure to stay tuned to the fan page, the rodeo crowds. Get over there, get you a profile belt, and let's get some pictures on board. So until, until Sunday when we're back on the ranch there making eight maniacs, y'all stay tuned to Twitter and make sure to get a grip with making eight.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's making8.com. Get a grip.
Frank Newsom, and you're listening to making8.com.